It is AM Tampa Bay with everything from the fructuous to the frivolous here with Jack, Aaron, and Natalie and Katie all on board. And you can join us at 800-969-9352 at any time here. And in the meantime, we're joined now by Jay Ratliff, our day trading expert. And the markets, of course, have been in turmoil, although Jay, I guess they had a great week last week as they kind of returned.
In fact, last week, Jack, was not only the seventh best week for the Dow of all time, it was up 13%, but that increase was accomplished in just four trading days as the markets were closed for Good Friday. But of the six before it, we had one week that was March 20th of this year that made the list ahead of it. And the other five were during the 1930s, when the Dow was bouncing between 52 and 75.
Wow, the 1930s during the Great Depression.
That was it.
But the question is,
it was good to see the markets recover as they did, up 13%. And of course, that's how we measure market movement, by the percentage, certainly not by the points.
Does it continue, though? That's the question, Jay.
You know, it is. And I'll tell you, Aaron, the next 2 weeks are going to tell the story. The earnings season kicks off this week. We've got banks and a lot of other companies are going to become rolling in with their earnings for the first quarter, which, you know, we have a pretty good idea of what's going to be going on there. But the future guidance is what really worries me, because if the earnings season continues or contains future guidance, it's going to be worse than what many on Wall Street are expecting. We could see a renewed round of panic selling. And then if we get any negative coronavirus news that's unexpected at the same time, that sell-off's all but guaranteed. But, you know, if we can weather the storm for 10 more days, I really like our chances of seeing the markets on an overall increase, slower, I'm sure, as we progress towards the summer. But, yeah, the next 2 weeks I've been worried about for the last month, and I'm really hoping we can get through them without, you know, hitting too many landmines along the way.
And this is how they're talking about recovering from the COVID-19 pandemic here is economically. I mean, some people are talking about that. Some are criticizing the president for judging with the judging by how the economy is doing. And do they pretty well run together?
Well, they do to some regards. I mean, I would never say that the stock market is a reflection of the economy itself. But, you know, when you look at the Fed, I mean, Jack, I used to say they pulled out all the stops. No, they came out with a few new stops, you know, when they're going to be pumping an additional $2.3 trillion into the economy. And they're really doing everything they can, you know, by cutting the interest rates, trying to get, you know, more than $1 trillion into the Treasury and trying to help stimulate and keep that credit flowing to especially small businesses, which we all recognize is really the backbone of this country. And a lot of those businesses were the ones over the last several years that have been able to really prosper under a business-friendly administration. So you have everyone on every side of this doing everything that they can imagine and then some to try to help people weather this storm. And again, these recessionary-type numbers are an event-driven issue. And once we can get past this crisis, we'll see the market recover. The question is obviously going to be at that point, how fast can this economy that's been hammered so recover? And there'll be certain industries that will recover faster than others. But, there's so many unknowns right now. Investors really don't know which way to pivot.
Well, it'll be fascinating to see how it plays out. And we love your expertise as we take a look at the overall economy right now. And, Jay, thanks for joining us on AM Tampa Bay.
Jack, always my pleasure. Have a great day.
And Jay is at daytradefund.com, daytradefund.com. It's 6:46. We go to the newsroom now, and Chris Trinkman.